You might have heard about Azure Sphere. Katie from the Azure Sphere team is here on the IoT Show today to tell us everything about the Azure Sphere security service and why you developers should care about it. Hi everyone, you're watching the Internet of Things show. I'm Olivier, your host. Today we have Katie from the Azure Sphere team. Katie, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having me, yeah.
So for our audience, can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I am the dev manager and architect for the Azure Sphere security services. And so Azure Sphere, if you're new to our product, is an end-to-end solution to IoT security. And so our product actually involves silicon, OS, and services that help secure and guard your device. And so I run the services component of that.
Awesome, and we'll talk a bit about that. I don't think you don't have a laptop, so we don't have actual demos, but there are things for developers that are coming that are interesting that we will talk about today, right?
Yes, totally.
Awesome. So the security service for Azure Sphere, something that we talked about it here and there on the show, at events and so on, mentioning, hey, there's that thing that's going to do everything for you.
Yeah, totally.
So what are the main things that this Azure security service, or Azure Sphere security, AS3, that's what you like to call
it.
Yeah,
our acronym's AS3. So if you think about Azure Sphere, it's based on this paper that came out of Microsoft Research called The 7 Properties of Highly Secured Devices. And some of those properties involve just silicon, some involve silicon and OS, and some involve silicon, OS, and services all working together. And so the three properties that the security services provide are certificate-based authentication, so how do your devices auth and prove what software they're running.
Okay.
We do over-the-air updates, so how do you update not only the operating system, but applications on the device. And so this is renewable security. And then we have things like error reporting, which allows you to look at what's happening in your devices, diagnose them in the field, but also detect, are they behaving in a weird or potentially compromised way so that you can then go take action.
Okay, makes sense. From the certification perspective, it's funny because we were actually discussing internally with like things around how do you use CA certs versus self signs and so on for IoT devices, what I call the regular IoT devices.
Yeah.
Can I consider the Azure Sphere Security Service as a CA and basically consider, I don't know, I mean like something that Microsoft owns and manages that allows you to have the certificate manager that actually is on Microsoft Cloud.
Yeah, so one of the nice things about the Azure Sphere product, if you're in the IoT space, is you don't have to worry about certificate management or interacting with another certificate authority service. We actually build into our OS every day the device wakes up. It says, you know, I am this Azure Sphere device and I am running this software and proves it in a cryptographically strong way. We verify that on the services. We do a process called remote attestation. And then if everything checks out and you are who you say you are and you're running valid software, we'll issue you your certificate. And then you as a consumer do nothing. We just, it magically happens behind the scene. Your code that you write for your application would just say, hey, I need a certificate to do mutual TLS to this endpoint. And then it just all happens. You don't have to worry about any of that.
So you have to deal with other of these CA out there that actually cost a lot. And that's part of the service for Azure Sphere.
Yes, yes. So we take care of all of that for you. It's very turnkey. You don't have to do anything.
Got it. So the second aspect of things are that update of the software. And you were mentioning, so there's the OS update, the Azure Sphere OS update, which actually we take care of.
Yes.
And then there's the actual software that's running on it.
Right.
So tell me a bit more about first on what's going on for the Azure OS, the Sphere OS.
Right. So one of the properties of like security is that you're never you're secured at a point in time, right? It's not forever.
Yep.
We find 0 days, there are bugs, right? And then we go patch them and update them so that they're not exploitable anymore. And so when you look at one of the properties of renewable security, we just take care of that for you. We ensure that we're shipping Linux patches every month right now so that your OS is staying up to date and you don't have to worry about that. Some of the big attacks that have happened in the past, like WannaCry and NotPetya, were essentially caused or they exploited a vulnerability in operating system that had been patched for years, frankly, and an update had not been applied. So that's the operating system portion. You don't have to worry about managing it. You can almost think of it like if you're running as a platform as a service in Azure, it's going to do all the OS updates for you. You don't have to worry about that.
But that's a part that actually doesn't freak me out, but makes me think about operations. So if I have a Sphere device that is actually on operations. It's actually on, I don't know, factory floor, dealing with some conveyor belts, whatever. I cannot afford that thing to just like start, reboot, update somewhere while it's running. So how do I, as a customer running my software on an Azure Suite device, kind of control when that update happens, right?
So normal behavior, it'll just do it if you don't care. And then we have a feature in the operating system where you can say, I would like to defer this update until I finish my critical path activity. And so that's where we give control to the developers to say, tell us what your application needs. Like maybe you don't care and you just want the update as soon as possible. And maybe you need to wait for a short period of time to finish what you're doing.
So typically, is it fair to say that a developer building a solution with Azure Sphere would have to eventually get a notification from the Azure Sphere security service that an update is coming, offer an option to the operator to apply now or delay in his own UI, whatever, and then refer back to the Azure security service,
Yeah, actually, the feature we have in is just in the application. So you can say, when you're running your application, like, this is a critical path. We don't want to like reboot. Like I'm running my dishwasher. Like that would be horrible to reboot. And so you can just say I need to finish this cycle. These are the critical paths that I can't reboot the device during it.
Okay. So it's when you build the app basically that you think about this kind of thing.
And this takes out like an operator having to make a bunch of decisions around security essentially, right?
And so if I want to update my own software running on these devices, what are the basic steps I will have to take as a developer?
Yeah, so we actually provide an SDK and a Visual Studio experience, and you can actually run Visual Studio code now on Windows and Linux, which is super exciting. And you can develop your app. You develop it in C, and then you test it locally. There's a whole experience where you can debug code running on the device, which is awesome. Once you're ready for that, you're going to package it up using our tooling or directly talking to the REST APIs for the services if you want to write your own tooling or hook into your own build and pipeline systems. You update that to us. You upload it to us. We actually go and then sign that software for you, so you don't have to deal with code signing, which is also a tedious and cumbersome and difficult to get right process. And then you would go and configure which devices you would like that update to run on. You push that update to a device group, which is essentially you can think of as a cluster of devices. And then our service will just make sure that that rolls out to all these devices. Over the course of a day, and then your new app will be running.
Okay, and so you have like an ocean of campaigns of deployment that you can configure, retries, and so on. Everything is taken care of for you. Easy. You're making developers' life, you know, they're going to be just like chilling.
I mean, I think I get really excited about Update because I was in Xbox games for a long time, and I watched that transition from like offline, you get a shipped disk, right? And then like 2 years, and then nothing else happened. And then we get online connectivity with Xbox Live, and now you get all this great stuff like title updates and downloadable content and episodic content and free to play and all of these things where there's all these different interactions that can happen. And it's really exciting to see like what businesses and users will be creative and think of like new models now that we have an updatable, renewable like app update paradigm.
I like that. So I think you kind of mentioned that, but just to make sure, all of that is integratable into a CI/CD pipeline, right? So if developers have their own way of managing their release cycles, actually they can just like build and they can integrate the push as an update to the devices as part of that, right?
Yeah, so while previously we'd only shipped a CLI experience for doing this, we have a publicly documented REST API now. And so you can just run whatever code you want against that and then talk to our services directly and integrate that, whether that's into your build pipeline or you have a custom web app or whatever your workflow is, it just works,
Love it. Last but not least, diagnostics.
Yes.
The developers, they like to know how things are going.
Yeah. Right?
So what kind of information do we get from the Azure Sphere Security Service in these diagnostics interfaces?
So I think the important thing to think about when you think about diagnostics is we're really just providing information about the operating system or your application and how it's running and not like what the specific app is doing, like a coffee maker. We're not doing that level of telemetry. And so what we're going to give you is like, is your app crashing? Is the OS crashing? Like, and this can help you diagnose, are there network connectivity errors, things like that, right? And this can help you diagnose, like, did I push a bad app update? Or like, are my devices having trouble connecting to the network, which could mean that like my Wi-Fi is spotty or down or bad, right? Things like that.
Okay. And eventually you can look at patterns and try and identify, oh, someone is actually trying something there and being more alert.
Yes.
I like that. Well, Katie, I think that's a good overview of the Azure Security, Azure Sphere Security AS3. I need to get
it. It's a mouthful, yeah.
Damn it. But that's why Azure Sphere, that's what it starts with. Great solution for microcontrollers. Mm-hmm. We have several hardware partners that we're working with on these solutions.
Yes, so what's shipping today is the MediaTek chip and dev. There's a couple different dev kits you can now buy. Mm-hmm. And then we have announced partnerships with NXP and Qualcomm to make chips, future Azure Sphere certified chips. So we actually really have a whole silicon ecosystem, which is very exciting.
I'm coming from the embedded development world, so I am super excited as well. Looking forward to more of that.
Yeah.
Katie, thanks a lot for coming to the show today.
Thank you.
If you guys want to learn more about Azure Sphere and the security service, you should go to aka.ms/IoTshow/Azure Sphere. Pretty simple. Katie, looking forward to see you again on the show.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.